Happy Saturday, folks, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you might have missed in your own backyard this week. July 4th was yesterday, but we're still celebrating freedom in Columbus County today. The Veterans Memorial Park of America will have the second annual Freedom Fest going on from 9 until 2 at the park. Vendors, food trucks, yard sailors, kid-friendly activities are scheduled, along with the Columbus Community Band and other entertainment. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway, south of Wyville. Fair Bluff will host the Red, White, and Blue Party on the Riverwalk today. The first Saturday market is open. You can order a box lunch from a Sweet Discovery via the Chamber of Commerce website or in person. That'll just make your order by the morning. Pick it up at lunchtime. The fishing tournament is from 8 until 11:45 with weigh-in at the stage at noon. Chadburn will have a fireworks show and food truck rodeo tonight from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chadburn Event Field. We got much more going on in our community, and we'll be right back with more of the good news.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Wineville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wineville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Wineville.
Welcome back to the good news, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Food Bank of Eastern North Carolina is going to host two pop-up markets this month. One will be this Monday. Food will be distributed at Sarah Gordon Baptist Church from 9 until 11. Jerusalem Chapel in Chadburn will host the Food Bank on July 19th from 9 to 11. There are no ID or financial requirements. Just please bring your own bags and boxes if you can. The First Responder Basketball Tournament, organized by the Columbus County Sheriff's Office, is going to be July 12th at noon at West Columbus High School. Admission is $5 per person. All proceeds go to Families First to help support victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Teams include the CCSO, City of Wyville Fire Department, Brunswick Volunteer Fire Department, Bladen County Sheriff's Office, and the Brunswick County Sheriff's Office. Now, it's no secret that the county animal shelter is full right now. There's been a number of cases recently and just a huge uptick in animals being turned in. Now, the Columbus County Sheriff's Office Animal Protective Services contacted Adopt an Angel Rescue recently to ask for some help. Well, the folks with Adopt an Angel pulled 15 cats from the shelter last week. Now, these critters will now have a second chance to find loving homes, warm laps, and the safety that they deserve. Finders Keepers Thrift Store is known for their generosity in Columbus County, and this week they really showed it. The store collected four boxes of dog food and treats, along with two bags of cat food. They also picked up a number of cans of canned food for both dogs and cats, and lots of towels for Columbus Animal Protective Services. Now, this past week, they delivered everything, along with 20 more bags and two boxes of animal food that were purchased by the secondhand shop staff. Thank you, folks, for your kindness. About time we catch our breath from July 4th. It's going to be time for the Watermelon Festival in Fair Bluff. That's coming up on July 26th. The day will begin at 7 a.m. with the watermelon contest registration and vendor setup. Alyssa Strickland will sing the national anthem at 8:55. The parade will begin at 12:30. For the full list of festival events, look up the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Columbus Baptist Association is now signing folks up for the 15th Annual Toy Store Golf Tournament. There will be two rounds, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, on September 16th at Land O'Lakes. There's a limit of 22 teams per round, and the cost for each four-man team is $300. The price includes greens fee, cart, lunch, snacks, and drinks. The morning round will have registration at 8 a.m. The teams will register for the afternoon tournament at 12:30. If you're interested, contact the CBA office to enter your team. There's a new chief at Lake Waccamaw, but he's an old familiar face. Corey Finch, a longtime police officer with the department, was sworn in as Lake new police chief this past week. He was thanked by town leaders for bringing a renewed sense of purpose and dedication to serving and protecting the community. Congratulations, Corey. Our love to that wonderful wife of yours. And to Scott Hyde, our outgoing chief at Lake Waccamaw. Thank you, brother, for your service. Remember to check out our Good News tab throughout the week. We love to hear about all the great things happening around you. Birthdays, anniversaries, Good Samaritans, little kids with big fish, cats being picked out of trees or out of storm drains. Hey, if it makes you smile, there's room for it on the Good News, and there's never a cost. Email thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or Crystal Faircloth at columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For columbuscountynews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.